One of the other things that does happen at that moment is that one of the orcs escapes from the tower and heads off to Sauron's tower, carrying Frodo's mithril coat and the cloak and the sword. So we know now how the Mouth of Sauron got those things. And that's why there was that big cliffhanger there, because how did those things happen? Well, the orc got away with the stuff, but Frodo and Sam actually did get away. Then there's the hideous journey through Mordor, a journey of hunger and thirst and misery and getting partially captured by orcs. But I want to skip all that and get us right to when they're climbing the slopes of Mount Doom. Frodo has been almost completely consumed by the ring. He says all he can see is the image of the ring in his mind, like a wheel of fire, and he can't even walk. Sam has to physically pick him up and carry him. Interestingly, Sam doesn't feel the kind of magical burden of the weight of the ring. He just feels a kind of emaciated hobbit, and so he actually can carry Frodo up the mountain. But then, at the last moment, they're attacked by Gollum. The attack from Gollum rouses the embers of Frodo's heart, and he shoves Gollum away, and he keeps Gollum from getting the ring. And he leaves Sam to finish Gollum. Sam draws his sword, because Sam fully intends to kill Gollum after the betrayal with Shelob and so forth. Frodo goes on. But then Sam finds he can't do it. Gollum's this shriveled little emaciated skeleton cowering in the dust, and Sam can't bring himself to murder it. So he says, "Just go away before I kick you." And Gollum seems to run off. Sam turns around. Of course Gollum turns around and follows them. You knew that was coming. They go into the very chambers of fire, the heart of the mountain where the ring was forged. And Frodo fails. Frodo goes right up to the edge of the crack of doom, and he says, "Then Frodo stirred and spoke with a clear voice, indeed with a voice clearer and more powerful than Sam had ever heard him use, and it rose above the throb and turmoil of Mount Doom, ringing in the roof and walls. 'I have come,' he said, 'but I do not choose now to do what I came to do. I will not do this deed. The ring is mine.'" And he puts on the ring and vanishes. Now, before we go to what actually happens, I want to look very, very closely at what Frodo says there, because Tolkien obviously chose these words with extreme care. "I have come." So Frodo acknowledges that he has brought himself to the point he is supposed to bring himself to. This is really important for later on. "But I do not choose now to do what I came to do." This is important because of the metaphor of addiction that I've been using about the ring. The ring has addicted Frodo, but yet Frodo himself acknowledges that it's his choice. He doesn't say, "I can't do what I came to do." He says, "I choose not to." That's very important because Tolkien is saying that Frodo bears moral responsibility for this choice. "I will not do this deed." That's his will. "The ring is mine," claiming it for himself.